What are your conditions right now?
Right now, we had a wind gust to 63 miles per hour here in Gulfport down at the Yuri Pier, right on the Gulf of Mexico. The air pressure is 1,001.8 millibars, and the air temperature is 76.7 with light rain. Can't get any more detailed than that.
Okay, no, that's very good. Very good indeed.
And that's live from our truck right here, Art. That's a very good weather station right here.
I understand. Can you tell me about where the hurricane is right now, and what is the latest regarding its movement? A lot of times as these hurricanes get very close to shore, they sort of take a little jog one way or the other, and I guess it could be crucial for New Orleans. Is that true?
That's right. This is the most crucial time coming up from New Orleans the next several hours as to whether or not this will take a jog more towards New Orleans or more towards the east and impact, you know, right over where I am in Gulfport. As it looks right now, it is still on a heading east of New Orleans, where the eye itself would not pass directly over New Orleans.
What would
so far?
Okay, Mark, what would that mean for New Orleans? If it continued and stayed on the track it's on right now, what would they expect in New Orleans?
They would expect winds in excess of 100 miles per hour sustained for a long time, several hours. Driving rain, they will hear things breaking, the power will go out, there will be this enormous power flashes around. It'll look very much like some of those deadly lasers in the War of the Worlds movie, and the sound is very similar to that. Thankfully, though, we're not being attacked by aliens, although people are going to think that it is unearthly because it is an incredible experience to go through the core of a major hurricane, much less a Category 5 hurricane, the worst of them all.
All right. Also, before hitting land, many times hurricanes either do a quick strengthening or a quick weakening. Sometimes that happens. Are you seeing any of that?
There are some subtle indications that it won't. Well, let me answer your question directly. I don't see any indications that it'll do any quick strengthening or quick weakening, but it may do some weakening prior to landfall, because as its massive circulation goes over land, it draws in some drier continental air, and any changes in the dew point of the air, the humidity, can make this very fragile but very powerful force of nature change within just a couple of hours. And we're actually, as much as I'm fascinated by these natural events, I'm really hoping that it'll weaken actually dramatically, so that we do not get this doomsday scenario from Mississippi and Louisiana that's been painted before us.
Mark, okay, I wonder if you can explain this to me. I've been watching the coverage very carefully, and they explained about eyewall reorganization, that every now and then a hurricane lets its eyewall become ragged, or that becomes the case, and then it reorganizes and becomes a very tight eye once again. What is that process? When it does that, what's going on?
That is a very difficult thing to describe, an eyewall replacement cycle. I do not know much about that, and neither does the National Hurricane Center or the Hurricane Research Division, believe it or not, and they will mention that in their discussions, that we don't understand the what's called thermodynamic process of what's going on in the eyewall of a hurricane, that sometimes an outer eyewall will form and contract, choking off the energy to the inner eye wall,
right,
weakening the hurricane, and we don't know why. They just don't know why yet. There is not somebody yet that I know of who can say it's because of X, Y, and Z.
Gotcha. I'm sorry to have asked that kind of apparently impossible to answer question, but
excellent question.
It came because I was watching a discussion of the eye wall replacement, and then also a discussion of what you just talked about, that there can become an outer eye wall that's even bigger. It's sort of good news and bad news. The old eye wall is much weaker, but then now there's this new outer eye wall with even winds that extend, hurricane winds that go out much farther. Is that correct?
That's right, absolutely. And these fluctuations can change in a matter of hours. Let me give you an example. Hurricane Charley that I was in last year near Punta Gorda, Florida, in this very vehicle that I'm talking to you from now.
Right.
it was a small hurricane, and it sort of developed a dry ring around its core, or its eye wall. They call it a moat, and it literally dried out in the hurricane's core there, and a very small donut-shaped inner eye wall developed. Only 5 miles across was the eye, and just like a skater pulling in her arms, the smaller her radius is there, the conservation of angular momentum, the faster she spins, and Charlie spun up very quickly to a lethal Category 4 and passed right over this Chevy Tahoe that I'm talking to you from right now. We measured 132-mile-per-hour wind before the anemometer was pelted by rocks from the highway that we were on and ultimately destroyed.
My God. Seeing news that three residents breaking in for just a moment of New Orleans, a nursing home died during evacuations that are going on, so it's already begun. This is going to be a very deadly, it's already been a deadly storm in Florida, and now already in Louisiana. It has the potential. I mean, just before I talk to you, Mark, I talked to a fellow who is in New Orleans, and he's going to stay. Now, I can't imagine making that decision, knowing what I've seen on television about the structure of New Orleans. This appears to be the worst-case scenario coming true. Do you see it as worst-case, or might some miracle still occur?
Well, there's always a chance for a miracle to occur. As long as I'm seeing it more east of New Orleans, that core, that inner core, the radius of maximum winds is the worst part of the hurricane. It's where the pressure gradient is the tightest, the air pressure is lowest right in the center. It's like somebody pulled a plug on the atmosphere and all the air is trying to rush to get out. And as long as that'll stay enough away from New Orleans to either the east, and I don't think it's going to happen to the west. I mean, it'd have to hit Morgan City to go to the west, and that doesn't look likely at all right now. So we are really hoping for an eastward shove to spare New Orleans, but what spares New Orleans devastates Biloxi, Gulfport, those areas,
Mark,
maybe even Mobile Bay.
Mark, when are we going to know?
Oh, boy. We're going to know, I think, when the center of this hurricane begins to cross near Venice in the southern end there of Louisiana, on the toe of Louisiana. But even then, Art, we may not know, because we thought we knew a few hours before Charlie was supposed to hit Tampa Bay. We thought we knew it was going to do that, we being everybody who tracks it.
Right.
And a 15 or so degree change in angle, and it hit Punta Gorda, changing their lives forever.
That's correct.
It's not over till it's over.